Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the Abomination of Desolation. In the last three or four programs, we talked about the first Abomination of Desolation, which was on the first temple, and it occurred by the hands of Nebuchadnezzar when he destroyed that first temple and then destroyed the city of Jerusalem and destroyed the people of Jerusalem around 580 BC. Then we talked about the rise of the Medo-Persian Empire. Then we talked about the rise of the Grecian Empire and how out of that Grecian Empire came Antiochus Epiphanes, and he leveled the Abomination of Desolation against the Second Temple. So this is the second Abomination of Desolation against the Second Temple. This was the temple that was rebuilt by Ezra and Nehemiah after they came out of Babylonian captivity, which was inflicted upon them by Nebuchadnezzar. So they built the second temple, and then Antiochus Epiphanes invaded that temple, destroyed the city of Jerusalem, and destroyed thousands of people in the city of Jerusalem. And what I want to do, because in previous programs we used Daniel chapter 11, so what I want to do today is go over that same history, but this time use Daniel chapter 8. So if you would please turn over to Daniel chapter 8, and we're going to start off by reading in verses 3 and 4. And this is that same history that we've been covering in previous programs. Now here we're going to start with the Medo-Persian Empire, which ruled from about 558 to 333 BC. Now, we don't have to be exact on the dates. If it's easy for you to remember, you can say from about 533 to 333 BC, and that's an easy way to remember it. So, the Medo-Persian Empire ruled from about 533 to 333 BC. You can put that in the margin of your Bible next to Daniel chapter 8 and verses 3 through 4. Let's read it. It says, "Then I lifted up my eyes," this is Daniel speaking, "and I looked, and behold, a ram with two horns stood before the canal, having two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast could stand before him, nor any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will, and became great." Now the interpretation of that is right there in Daniel chapter 8 and verse 20. It says, "The ram which you saw having two horns are the two kings of Media and Persia." And the Medo part of the empire came up first, and then the Persian part came up last and was stronger. So a perfect fulfillment of that scripture. Now let's drop down to verses 5 and 7. This is Daniel chapter 8, verses 5 through 7. We have the Medo-Persian Empire that ruled from about 533 to 333 BC. Now we have the Grecian Empire, which reigned from 333 to 33 BC. And again, these dates are not exact. You'll find some commentators have different dates, but just for ease of remembering, you can say that the Grecian Empire ruled from 333 to 33 BC. And the first part of this rulership in verses 5 through 7 focuses on Alexander the Great of Greece. And this he ruled from about 333 to 323 BC. So let's read this. "And I was watching, and behold, a he-goat came from the west over the face of all earth, and did not touch the ground. And the he-goat had an outstanding horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river. And he ran to him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close beside the ram, and he was moved with anger against him, and struck the ram, and shattered his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he threw him down to the ground, and stamped on him, and none could deliver the ram out of his hand." The interpretation of that can be found in Daniel chapter 8, verse 21. "And the shaggy goat is the king of Greece. And the great horn between his eyes is the first king." So this is Alexander the Great, who was known to be very swift. So when it says that his feet didn't even touch the ground. It shows the rapidity with which he conquered nations, and he destroyed the Medo-Persian Empire, which at that time was the greatest empire. He destroyed it. Now in verse 8 of Daniel chapter 8, this is verse 8 of Daniel chapter 8, is continuing with this Grecian empire, but something very interesting happens. Then the he-goat became very great, Alexander the Great. Then the he-goat became very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken. Alexander died when he was 33 years old, and he was very young. When he was at the pinnacle of his power, he was actually stricken down, and in its place came up four outstanding horns toward the four winds of the heavens. The interpretation of that can be found in verse 22. And as for that being broken, and four stood up in its place, four kingdoms shall stand up out of that one nation, but not in its power. What occurred is four of Alexander's generals actually took over power, and they split the kingdom up in quadrants. They each had one-fourth. And the two great kingdoms that evolved out of that were the Ptolemies, and they came to be known as the King of the South, and then the Seleucids, and they came to be known as the King of the North. So when you see that in the scripture, know that the King of the South are the Ptolemies, which resided in Egypt, and the Seleucids are the kings of the North, and they resided in Syria. And we call it the King of the South because Egypt is south of Israel, and we call it the King of the North because Syria is north of Israel. So Israel is going to be the focal point. Always keep that in mind when we're talking about the King of the South and the King of the North. Now they reign from 323 to 33 BC. Again, in total, the Grecian Empire lasted from 333 to 33 BC, but the first part of it was separated by Alexander of Greece, and he reigned from 333 to 323, and then these four generals and their descendants reign from 323 to 33 BC. Now let's drop down to Daniel chapter 8, and we'll read verses 9 through 12. This is Daniel 8 and verses 9 through 12. During the midst of this Grecian empire reigning over the earth, which again occurred from 333 to 33 BC, in the midst of that, one of these generals and their descendants, or one of the descendants of the generals, Antiochus Epiphanes, he rose up. And this is the infamous person that set up an abomination of desolation in the Jerusalem temple and destroyed many of the people in the city of Jerusalem, and in fact destroyed the city of Jerusalem itself. He never did destroy the temple, but he did profane the temple. He brought in abominable practices. He actually slew a pig, sacrificed it on the altar, boiled its flesh, spread the broth all over the temple, broke into the Holy of Holies, took out the priests that were there, set up his own priests. He actually set up an image of Jupiter Olympus, a false god that he had instructed the whole nation to bow down and worship. He set up this image and actually put it on the altar of God, the altar of sacrifice. He put it there and had people bow down and worship that god. And we see a description of this in chapter 8 and verses 9 through 12. It says, and out of one of them, out of one of these four generals, came forth a little horn. And this person, Antiochus Epiphanes, that it refers to as the little horn, he came out of the Seleucid, or the King of the North, that line there. And this was in Syria. This was his home base, was in Syria. So it says, and out of one of them came forth a little horn, which became very great, and he spread toward the south and toward the east and toward the bountiful land. This bountiful land is Israel. And it, speaking of this little horn, which refers to Antiochus Epiphanes, and it became great, even to the host of heaven, meaning that he thought he was so great that he could go up to the host of heaven, and like Satan said, I will be like the Most High God. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds of heaven, and I will sit on the throne, being God. This is how Antiochus viewed himself. And I wouldn't be surprised if Antiochus Epiphanes was actually possessed by Satan the devil himself. I know one thing for sure. The Bible prophesies that this future king of the north, this future Antichrist, this future beast power system that will set up this abomination of desolation in the future, and this is the one that's actually prophesied by Daniel the prophet, this whole system, this being will be possessed by Satan the devil. There's no doubt about that. The scripture is very clear about that in the book of Revelation. But we're going to discuss that several programs down the road. Let's go back to the scripture here. It says that, and it made fall some of the hosts and of the stars to the ground and trampled them. What this is talking about is that he persecuted many of God's faithful, true servants. These were people that held on to the covenant. These were people that remained true to Yahweh. Yes, he magnified himself even to the ruler of the host. This would be even to the high priest. He put himself up against the high priest. Or you can say he even put himself up against God, who was the one that set up the high priest. So he magnified himself even to the ruler of the host. And the daily sacrifice was taken away by him, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. He stopped the daily sacrifice. And an army was given to him against the daily sacrifice. Why? Because of transgression. God was punishing his people because, as a whole, the nation had forsaken God. They had forsaken the covenant. And so God was chastising them, trying to get them to wake up, to shake them out of their apostasy. And now going on, it says, in verses 22 through 25, we can see further illumination on this. This is Daniel chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. And as for that being broken, and four stood up in its place, four kingdoms shall stand up out of that nation, these are the four generals, but not in its power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have come to the full, a king fierce of face and skilled at intrigues shall stand up. This is Antiochus Epiphanes. And notice that he stands up when the transgressors have come to the full. And this would be the Israelitish or the Jewish people who had forsaken the covenant. When God said, okay, there's enough sin, I've got to step in and do something, that's what that means, when the transgressors have come to the full. Going back to Antiochus. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He has the power from Satan. And he shall destroy marvelously, and shall prosper and work, and destroy the mighty and the holy people. And also through his understanding he shall cause deceit to succeed in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He also shall stand up against the ruler of rulers. Now this is undoubtedly talking about how he shall stand up against God himself, proclaiming that he is God. But he shall be broken without a hand. God himself will strike this person down. Well, I thank you for joining me in this program. I hope you'll join me on the next program, where we're going to begin talking about Titus, the Roman general that also brought about an abomination of desolation.